The editorial cartoons of Ann Telnis are black and white and edgy all over, and on exhibit now at the Library of Congress, a pretty venerable location for drawings that take inky jabs at any power that gets Ann Telnis peeved. Most cartoonists started sketching for their high school or college papers. Telnis didn't begin until she was 30-ish. She comes to cartooning from a fine arts background, and it shows.
I use a brush, which there are some cartoonists that use brush, but they tend to use pens. I'm just more comfortable with a brush. I've used it for so long, I can draw really fast, which you need to do in this business.
In elegant, spare, slim lines, she turns John Ashcroft into an Uncle Sam-like Puritan with the caption, "I want your civil liberties." Her Hillary Clinton, with bushy eyebrows, says, "I have no intention of running for president," and in an adjacent cartoon balloon, "depending on what your definition of intention is." Ann Telnis's cartoons won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001. She is just the second woman to earn it. At the Library of Congress exhibit, she spoke of what inspires her work, often things that make her mad.
If I'm dealing with a subject matter I've been thinking about for a while that's really gotten under my skin, you know, all I need is that one extra push, and I can usually come up with something pretty
Well, this pretty one good. Probably got under your skin, and you mulled it for a while. The theme is the women of Afghanistan. Can you describe it? You've essentially drawn two posters side by side.
I did this cartoon fairly soon after 9/11, when people were first, I think the media was covering the whole issue about the Taliban and their treatment of women. It's a play on that World War II poster that a lot of people would recognize, the woman saying, "We can do it," Rosie the Riveter type image. And in this cartoon, I have a Taliban member looking at the poster of "We can do it," and in the next panel, he has taken black paint and basically covered the entire poster, except for the woman's eyes, which we all now recognize as the burqa, which is sort of a symbol of oppression in Afghanistan.
It's very strong indeed. And it's no accident that it's a theme of yours, because you're a feminist cartoonist as much as anything else.
Well, I'm a woman. I mean, you know, it's sort of personal with me. Being from a country that you know, women have rights, to actually see another country whose government limits the rights of women, it just really got my attention.
Why are there so few female political cartoonists?
Oh, you don't know how many times I get asked.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I never have a good answer. you know, I don't really know. I think it has to do with the fact that editorial cartooning is a pretty forceful medium. It's very aggressive. And I don't think women, as little girls, are encouraged to be aggressive because it's just not attractive. So I just don't think it's something.
I love. Do you know what you did when you said it's just not attractive? You shook your head the way your mother may have done.
Right.
Raising you, it's just not attractive. We're all raised to be good girls.
Well, we are.
So taking on a pen like this and dipping it into satire, venom, and anger
and
takes guts.
And putting it in someone's face, right. That's, I think, the reason. Although it's changing. You know, we still don't have very many women in this business. But I see more younger women now coming into it, which is nice.
Your stuff can be very tough. For instance, just over your shoulder, there are members of the Supreme Court essentially flashing us. They are holding their robes open, and we see what they're wearing. Cute little boxer shorts, each of which is emblazoned with Republican elephants. Now, you did this right after the Supreme Court vote that put a stop to the recount of ballots in Florida. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, but an editorial cartoon is supposed to be thought-provoking, isn't it?
Any problem getting this one published?
I know it was published. It's been a while, so I don't know when. Yeah, you're going to have some newspapers that are a little worried about their readership. I think, though, as a freelancer, I have a little bit more leeway there, because they don't have to publish me every day. They can pick and choose. But that's what I like so much about the Internet. See, I can put anything on the Internet.
Are there times when you have to sacrifice humor for the message, or sacrifice the message for the humor? How do you sort of make those decisions and get the balance?
You never sacrifice the message for the humor. That's not an editorial cartoon. And that's a big question in our industry, because an editorial cartoon is supposed to be an opinion. a point of view. Humor is a way to express that opinion, but that shouldn't be the primary purpose of an editorial cartoon, is to be humorous. It has to have a point of view. Therefore, an editorial cartoon doesn't have to be funny, which a lot of people don't understand, I think, sometimes, not even people within my industry, or editors for that matter. So it's a battle. It's an ongoing battle.
It's not about big yucks. It's about a point of view, getting a message very speedily, almost like a bullet.
Well, it's visual commentary is the way that I describe it. I mean, it's not any different from a column that you will read in a newspaper, except it's visual. We draw our opinion rather than write our opinion.
Ann Telness, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Editorial cartoonist Ann Telness. Her work has appeared in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everywhere on the Internet. Check npr.org for some samples. Her current exhibit at the Library of Congress is called Humor's Edge, also the title of her new book of cartoons.